Oh, sorry about that, folks. The joys of elevator. I really should plan this out better, but hey, you know what? That's part of the fun of being live. So as I was saying, it is May 21st, 2024. It's 1906 UTC. There's somebody up on the roof stocking a storage room or something, so we're gonna walk the other direction. We're walking down to the fourth floor, but it is 34 degrees. Air quality is bad, very hazy outside, partly to mostly cloudy. Like I said, 34 degrees, not pleasant. I'm gonna have to start wearing my hat when I'm outside. I get my hair cut pretty short, and so for the first week or so after I get a haircut, it's I'm at risk for sunburns on my head. What a wonderful day today has been. Had some Vietnamese meatballs for lunch with some vermicelli noodles, vermicelli, whatever. Very good, very delicious, very light. We're making our way to the alternative spot so we can see what's going on in the world. Lots of cars in the garage today. Alright, almost there, almost, alright, I can see the trees. Oop, hey, I got to see it, I finally saw a Chevy truck make a proper turn. Oh, pretty big wasp's nest, nobody home though, it's about softball sized, maybe tennis ball sized I'd say. Alright. Well, hey, if you're listening to the show, that means that you have found anonradio.net. So congratulations. Thanks for being here. Thanks for tuning in. If you want to hang out and talk during the show, all you need to do is SSH over to sdf.org. SDF is what powers anonradio. It's pretty cool stuff. You can go to sdf.org to learn about it, or just SSH over and check it out. Once you SSH over, you run Com or Commode chat. Just type COM, Charlie Oscar Mike. Press Enter. Then you'll press G for go to and type Anon Radio, all lowercase, all one word. Hit Enter and then you'll be in the Anon Radio room hanging out with cool people like Quentin and Val Ravin and Claudio N. I was not coming to you live from the toilet. I was in the elevator though. Riding the elevator was what was going on there. yeah, if it was golf ball size, Tobe would have put it in his pocket. The elevator. Hey, Retsu, welcome, welcome. Good to see you guys. Thanks for being here. Oh, we got a lifted truck. No turn signal. Let's see if he's going to go straight or turn. He's stopped at the stop sign. Oh, he turned his turn signal on, indicating a left turn. Oh, is he going to go? He's rolling. All right, there we go. Now he's turning the wheel. He's going, even though there was oncoming traffic. Really a lifted truck move right there. All right, there he goes. He just cut some people off. Anyway, that's your hyper-local traffic for the day. Thanks for being here. You're welcome. So we got a bunch of news. There's a lot of death, a lot of destruction. And we start with following the rules. Something I think is important. But if you don't follow this rule, it could cost you your life. Dun-dun-dun, clickbait. No. What I'm talking about is there was a death. One person died. 30 people were injured because they weren't wearing their seatbelt on the airplane. One dead, dozens injured after Singapore Airlines flight from London hit by severe turbulence. One passenger died, dozens were injured, heading to Singapore from Heathrow. Let's see, on May 21st, the Boeing 777-300ER, that's Echo Romeo, experienced sudden extreme turbulence over the Irrawaddy Basin about 10 hours after departing from London. The pilot declared a medical emergency and landed at Taiwan's Suvarnabhumi Airport at 3:45 p.m. The airline said 18 passengers had been hospitalized, with another 12 receiving treatment in hospital. The remaining passengers and crew were examined and treated at the airport. The 211 passengers on flight SQ, that's Sierra Quebec 321, included 41 Singaporeans, with 170 from countries like Australia, Malaysia, New Zealand, and Britain. Mr. Kittikorn, general manager of the airport in Bangkok, said at a press briefing that 73-year-old British passenger died on the flight, likely due to a heart attack. He said the man's wife was taken to hospital, but didn't elaborate on her condition. Dozens of passengers were hurt, with seven of them critically injured. Nine crew members were also taken to hospital. SIA has sent 50 staff to Bangkok to help the affected passengers. Chinese language daily Lianhe Zaobao reported that the flight for this group of SIA employees took off at about 8:30 p.m. SIA, Singapore Airlines, is what we're talking about here. In its post, SIA offered its deepest condolences to the family who died. They say the plane fell into an air pocket while the cabin crew were serving breakfast before it encountered turbulence. Oh, that's why. Prompting the pilot to request an emergency landing in Bangkok. In a blog post, Flight Radar 24 said there were thunderstorms in the area, some severe, when it encountered turbulence. Data showed that the flight encountered a rapid change in vertical rate consistent with a sudden turbulence event, and that the unexpected changes lasted for nearly 1 minute. The live flight tracker said the aircraft may have continued to experience turbulence from its initial descent from 37,000 feet to 31,000 feet, but this was a standard descent to a new flight level. Passengers on board said those not wearing their seatbelts were thrown upwards, some hitting the baggage cabins above them. Images and videos circulating online showed patches of blood on the cabin floor, with debris including food, disposable cutlery, and bottles of wine and water strewn around. Some ceiling panels were damaged, with the internal tubing exposed and dangling. Malaysian student told Reuters after the accident that he started bracing himself when the aircraft began tilting up and shaking. Suddenly, there was a very dramatic drop, so everyone seated and not wearing a seatbelt was launched immediately into the ceiling. Some people hit their heads on the baggage cabins overhead and dented them. They hit the places where lights and masks are and broke straight through, he said. The crew and people inside lavatories were hurt the most because we discovered people just on the ground not able to get up. There are a lot of spinal and head injuries, he added. Another passenger on the flight posted on Twitter that the man who died was flying with his wife. So yeah, just pretty wild death and destruction there going on. yeah, more Boeing death and destruction. But this time it's not Boeing's fault. It's just the nature of air travel, I guess. Yeah, don't be a whistleblower. Yeah, if you're a whistleblower for Boeing, you could end up dead. That's actually a story that's been running on The Guardian and a couple other British sites, is how other whistleblowers for Boeing fear for their life now. Let's see. Did they have egg on their face or what? Good one, Quentin. Eating breakfast, getting their plates thrown everywhere. How the hell were so many people not wearing seatbelts? I don't know, Val Raven. I don't know. Who knows? But it was quite surprising. I was impressed. And it makes me think, you know what? If we had a supersonic flight, like if it was a Concorde jet, I could imagine it being extra bad, right? Like if you hit turbulence like that and you were going super fast, I don't know. Maybe you would be flying so high in the air that you wouldn't hit that kind of turbulence. Anyway, that was the big, like, whoa. Now let's talk about Dudes for a second, because Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe is a fun show that airs every goddamn day right here on Anon Radio at 1930 UTC. Every goddamn day. Any day of the week you tune in at 1930 UTC, you've got the Dubious Goals Committee. And how is that possible? Well, that's because
Anon Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System.
Mm-hmm, that's right. So, check this out. Some dudes are misbehaving in Alaska. A grizzly bear attacked and seriously injured a man in western Wyoming's Grand Teton National Park, prompting closure to the public of a mountain there on Monday. The mauling was one of at least two serious animal attacks on people in the U.S. wilderness on Sunday. In Alaska, a 70-year-old man who was attempting to take photos of newborn moose calves was attacked and killed by their mothers. Mother, the grizzly, was part of a pair that surprised a 35-year-old man from Massachusetts on Sunday afternoon on Signal Mountain. Rescuers flew the injured man by helicopter to an ambulance that drove him to a hospital. He's expected to recover, but they aren't identifying the man. They didn't detail the injuries or say how he encountered the bear, but they did close the park. Several such attacks occur each year as the region's grizzly population has grown. Park officials urge people to give bears plenty of space, carry bear spray, and avoid leaving out food that might attract them. And in Alaska, they say that female moose that recently give birth are known to be very protective. So the attack happened as two men were running away. The second man, who has not been publicly identified, was not injured. And that person didn't witness the attack, so they can't say if he stomped him to death or kicked him to death. Which I don't think is really a relevant thing to bring up. Ooh, we got a nice little road rage incident here. We had a Honda driving along at about 10 miles an hour down the 40-mile-an-hour road with their turn signal on and turned in going the wrong way into the parking garage. And the car behind them was an SUV, it looked like a Nissan Rogue, trying to go the speed limit and not turning. And so whenever he finally decided to start turning, he zoomed around him and revved his engine. Since it's a Nissan Rogue, the engine doesn't make a lot of noise, but it was noticeable. All right, we got other SUVs just cruising along, driving down the middle of the road. Kind of silly, but hey, that's your hyper-local nose for you. Let's check in on with Calm here and see what's going on in the world of Anon Radio. EGDD, you better believe it, Kashisha. Claudium is currently doing the BIOS update dance on a Dell Optiplex 5070, which is at the 1.3.0 and needs to go to 1.2.1.26. Oh man, from 1.3 to 1.26. Good luck. Let's see. Quentin pointing out moose are not to be trifled with. They are big and will kill you. Indeed, 100%. Don't mess with the moose. If anything, if there's an animal on land that you shouldn't mess with, it's the moose. Followed closely by probably like bears. Anything that when it's standing is taller than you is probably a good thing to not mess with. Then go down to the smaller animals, you know. Like don't mess with the manatees, but just because they're pretty. They're cute. Anyway. All right, so what else is going on in the world? Well, there's not just bear attacks. There are human attacks. That's right. In Taiwan, on the 10th anniversary of a deadly subway stabbing spree, a knife-wielding man attacked and injured at least two passengers on a train in central Taiwanese city of Taichung, according to central news agency CNA in Taiwan. He was arrested, but his motives are not immediately clear, according to the police. The incident took place on the 10th year anniversary of a deadly stabbing spree on a Taipei train in 2014. 4 people were killed and 24 were injured. The lone attacker, a 21-year-old college student, was executed in 2016. In the Taichung incident, an eyewitness told CNA that the attacker suddenly pulled out a knife to stab a man closest to him. The weapon was snatched away from him, but he took out a second knife. Now that's being prepared. Other passengers tried to stop him, with some hitting him on the head and another prying open his hand to remove the knife. He eventually was subdued and handed over to Taichung City Hall station staff. A 17-year-old suffered cuts on his chest, shoulder, and arm. A 27-year-old had a 15-centimeter slash wound stretching from his cheek to his jaw. Oh my gosh. The attacker, whose fingers were injured, was also sent to the hospital. 3 knives were seized at the scene, according to local reports. So yeah, if you're going to be doing any kind of mass attack, you better have the backup. But wow, that is just crazy three knives. What a wild thing. Well, you know, sometimes that guy will probably get put to death. He killed somebody, causing trouble. But you know, it's very similar to this other story. There's now jail time for a woman who started a fire, and then left with her boyfriend inside, and now he's scarred for life. A woman who started a fire that left her boyfriend with burns on 15% of his body was sentenced to a year and 7 months. Oh, not really a long sentence, is it? A year and 7 months. In March, after trial, Daljeet Kaur Dharam Chand, 35, was convicted of one count of rashly contributing to the risk of causing a fire in her rental flat. Mr. Pimraj Raghu, then 32, who was her boyfriend at the time, suffered burns, including on his back and left buttock. The prosecution told the court in earlier proceedings the Malaysian man became depressed after the incident and has permanent scarring on his arms. The couple had lived together in the flat and had believed to have split up. In a submission filed in February, Deputy Prosecutor Jonathan Tan told the court the victim resolved to leave the flat, in all likelihood his relationship with the accused. According to the prosecutor, Kaur became angry and rashly lit 2 matchsticks in the flat after pouring thinner on the floor, causing the fire. Trying to catch up here to get the court documents state that Kaur decided to stage an elaborate stunt by buying thinner and matches when Mr. Pimraj wanted to leave. Oh, this is why it's only a year. Oh, you guys, I didn't read this far earlier today. Oh, you both are crazy. So she had bought paint thinner and matches. Like, oh, I'm going to just burn this place down. You can't leave me. Well, Mr. Pimraj, who was drunk, sought to defuse the situation by snatching the thinner from Kaur. But when she resisted, he resorted to, quote, staging his own stunt by pouring the flammable liquid on himself. That is not self-preservation behavior. Mr. Pimraj started losing consciousness due to his intoxicated state and inhalation of fumes from the thinner. He sat down outside a bedroom. At it around the time he passed out, the accused rashly and inconceivably decided to light 2 matchsticks while standing in the kitchen. While the matchsticks were still burning, she failed to hold on to them. They dropped and caught fire. The fire spread toward the victim and engulfed him in flames. The prosecution said these 2 points were fabricated afterthoughts, stressing that Kaur had earlier admitted in 2 of her statements to the authorities to starting the fire. The court held that Mr. Pimraj declined surgery as he could not pay for it. Instead, he returned to Malaysia with his burns bandaged and recovered on his own, incurring expenses of 2,000 renminbi, which is about $500. So yeah, holy cow. if you're having a fight with your girlfriend or spouse or whoever, your partner, and you're threatening to leave, and she says, no, you can't leave me, I'll burn this place to the ground, the answer is not to then cover yourself in the accelerant. Oh my gosh, how terrible. Sounds awful. Let's see what's going on here in Calm. That BIOS update, it'll be fine. Kyairi Pamu is pregnant. Ooh. Tobe tries to imagine that baby. Not those people. The people that aren't samurai and also have some kind of mental health issue leads them to believe that waving around a sword in public's a good idea. Oh, mall ninjas. This is my emotional support sword. Claudia Lim is going to take some computers to the roof. He's going to do some office space on them, sounds like. Which apparently, yeah, Darwin Award winner. Well, he didn't die, so he's just a runner-up. Honorable mention. Oh my gosh, it is warm out here today, and it is 1925 UTC. So just a second, close reminder, there are a lot of shows coming up on and on radio. You can always see what's happening, what's coming up next by pressing the equal sign in comp. You can also just go to anonradio.net to see what's going on, or type anonradio at the SDF prompt. Of course, today is Tuesday, so that means we've got Doobie Skulls Committee at 1930 UTC, Internet Noises with DJ Leon G at 20 hours. I think that'll be a rerun. We've also got Organized Chaos and Praise Then Darkness at 2300 hours tonight, this evening. So tune in for that. Then the Lispy Gopher Show with Screwtape is at 00 UTC and Hacker Worlds at 0100. Now, open VoIP always is at 0200 if you want to dial in and talk. It's usually evening time or nighttime, early nighttime in the U.S. Main time zone. So you may check that out. And of course, we've got Guided Meditation with DJ Damaru at 1500 hours on Wednesday. So and Nick's Cave at 1300 hours. So just check it out. Go to Anon Radio. There's a lot of cool shows. So definitely just encourage you to see what's happening. Open VoIP was hopping earlier today, according to Claudio M. I know last Saturday before last, I guess, I had a good time on Open VoIP. Yeah, I think Leon G is just reruns. Okay, all right, and cool. Yep, VLC Termux. Yeah, I like Tmux. I used Termux on my phone here. That's how I come to you. Alrighty, let's keep on moving. We got a couple minutes, so let's do the remaining headlines here for you. Let's see. A 23-year-old man is accused of running an online drug trade in business. I thought it was neat because unlike the other guy who did a bunch of online drug trade with the Silk Road, this guy did like the Silk Road, but then after a while, he stopped selling drugs and he started blackmailing all the customers, saying, "Hey, I've got all the logs from all these transactions where you're buying and selling drugs. Pay me thousands of dollars or I'll turn you into the cops," which is not necessarily a terrible idea. But anyway, now he's going to go to jail. Haiti's main international airport reopened. Japan is putting up some guards in place so people can't see Mount Fuji from the road. A lot of tourists are blocking streets by just stopping in the middle of the road to take pictures of Mount Fuji. So they're covering that. A study found that microplastics are found in every human testicle in a study. Scientists say discovery may be linked to decades-long decline in sperm counts in men around the world. They tested 23 testes as well as 47 testes from pet dogs. They found microplastic pollution in every sample. So, just a bit wild, if you ask me, that they were doing that. So that was why I was like, what the heck? Why are you doing this? What kind of study is this? But I guess it helps. There's a lot of places with declining birth rates going on. They're evacuating homes in Italy. There's a lot of volcanic activity, over 150 little mini earthquakes, really close to a giant volcano just outside of Vesuvius, so just near Mount Vesuvius, so good luck there. And really, we're running so low on time, I don't know if I can give these stories adequate stuff, but Slovakia and South Korea are cooperating on new nuclear power plans, and Rolls-Royce has picked a site for their demonstration plant for their SMR technology. And yeah, please stick around for the Doobie Skulls Committee coming up in just a few seconds. I will be back tomorrow, hopefully earlier, so that we can talk more news. But thanks for being here. Good luck, Claudio, on that. And Quentin, good joke. Yo, daddy's so fake, he got plastic balls. All right, have a good one. I'll be back later. See ya. see ya. Well, that sound means that our time's coming to an end. Thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow and every weekday, Monday through Friday, before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tote at 1900 UTC. Talk to you then.